This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. and G7 allies are warning Iran to back off a deal to provide Russia ballistic missiles for use in Ukraine or face new sanctions. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Biden administration's been warning of the possibility for months.
The United States is concerned that Russian negotiations to acquire close-range ballistic missiles from Iran are actively advancing.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said in January if a deal went through, the response would be severe. Today, with U.S. officials worried a deal is imminent, the U.S. and G7 allies say they will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward. Major Western economies already impose extensive sanctions on Iran. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, warned Friday of a potential catastrophic loss of lives in Sudan as the civil war worsens, hunger, and have called for a massive mobilization of resources. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Sudan's paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has been fighting Sudan's army for control of the country in a war that has killed thousands and sparked warnings of famine. Jill Lawler is the chief of field operations and emergency for UNICEF in Sudan.
From the international community, we need a massive mobilization of resources by the end of March so that humanitarian partners can get the supplies and capacity on the ground in time to limit the impending humanitarian catastrophe that we're seeing.
UNICEF previously warned that up to 3.7 million children are projected to be acutely malnourished this year in Sudan, including 730,000 who need life-saving treatment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. German, French, and Polish leaders are meeting on Friday to discuss backing Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders of Germany, France, and Poland are meeting in Berlin to discuss support for Ukraine. They want to send a signal of unity and solidarity as Kyiv grapples with a shortage of military resources and Russia votes in an election all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's reign. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk for a summit of the so-called Weimar Triangle of the three major European powers, a format that they're trying to revitalize after relations were strained under Poland's previous nationalist government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. marriages have rebounded to pre-pandemic levels with nearly 2.1 million in 2022. That's a 4% increase from the year before. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has released new data. The COVID-19 pandemic threw many people's wedding plans into disarray. In 2020, there were 1.7 million weddings in the U.S. New York, the District of Columbia, and Hawaii saw the largest increases in marriages from 2021 to 2022. The CDC says the number and rate of U.S. divorces in 2022 fell slightly, continuing a downward trend. The father of a school shooter in the U.S. state of Michigan was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter on Thursday in what is believed to be the first example of prosecutors targeting the parents of a school shooter. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
James Crumley was convicted of four manslaughter counts, one for each of the victims at Oxford High School in the 2021 shootings. Prosecutors argued he bore responsibility because he and his wife Jennifer Crumley gave their son a gun and ignored warning signs of violence. The verdict comes a month after his wife was also found guilty of manslaughter charges stemming from the shooting. The Crumley son, Ethan, was 15 at the time of the shooting. He pleaded guilty in 2022 to four counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to life in prison without parole in December. Prosecutors said James Crumley repeatedly ignored warning signs that his son was deeply disturbed, did not get him the help he needed, and did not do enough to safely store the firearm in the family home.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. A unanimous Supreme Court has ruled public officials can sometimes be sued for blocking their critics on social media, an issue that first arose for the high court in a case involving then-President Donald Trump. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the court Friday, saying officials who use personal accounts to make official statements may not be free to delete comments about those statements or block critics altogether. But Barrett wrote that, quote, state officials have private lives and their own constitutional rights. The cases forced the court to deal with the competing free speech rights of public officials and their constituents in a rapidly evolving virtual world. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.